A big question for you this morning. Can art change the world? Activism in arts is a big part of Sydney culture. Whether it's a community mural or a caricature of a politician, it has the power to change perceptions and raise awareness. Now, this week, a group of activist artists are hoping to inspire young minds as part of New South Wales Youth Week. The Create for Change Activism in the Arts event is an interactive panel discussion for people aged between the ages of 16 and 25, presented by the City of Sydney and Pine Street Creative Arts Centre. Now, to find out more about activism in the arts and this wonderful event, we are this morning joined by artist and arts program coordinator at Pine Street Creative Arts Centre. Her name is Christy Torrington. She is in the studio with us. Christy, thanks for joining us this morning. If I turn the right mic on, there we go.
Good morning.
Now, we're also joined on the phone by hip-hop artist and MC of the event, Queen G, who's going to be moderating. She is with us. Queen G, thanks for joining us.
Hello, everyone. Happy Saturday.
Oh, happy Saturday. Now, this is exciting. It's always... She said hello as you're popping your headphones on there. Yay!
All right.
It's always fun when we've got lots of people to play with in the studio. So, going to start with an easy question for you all. Can arts change the world? What's our opinion here?
Well, look, I think art can definitely change the world. I think Youth Week... is a great example of how young people can come together to create change. And obviously we are looking at how arts can do that. We believe by bringing young people together and mobilising them to create their own events and affect change within their own communities, that they can, really, really do some great things for themselves and for others.
Absolutely. Queen G, your opinion, can art change the world?
Most definitely. I think art is the answer to change the world. You know, it's the most effective medium that brings people together. Music, art, culture, sound, dance, all the elements that, you know, are art, the way we tell stories, you know, the narrative and the message that we hear. I think we learn so much from... you know, talking about the issues of the world, talking about the politics, talking about the social issues, talking about the positive issues as well, all through arts, love, peace, whatever it is. And I think for me personally, I've learned a lot about the world. I've learned a lot about history just by listening to other artists and being involved in arts.
Mm. Now, Christy, while we have you here, tell us about the Create for Change Activism in Arts event. What can we expect from this panel discussion? Who are we going to see there?
So we've got, excuse me, guys, I'm a bit sick this morning. So we've got a really amazing panel, obviously headed up by Queen G. She's going to be moderating. We have Safdar Ahmed, who's founding member of the Refugee Art Project. He works a lot with asylum seekers and refugees in detention to create art and, you know, work with them to as a form of catharsis, I think, and also as a form of activism. Mm. Bastian Fox-Phelan, who's a writer, musician and zine maker. She's also a gender activist and fights a lot for our trans rights and LGBTQI rights.
I love zines.
Amazing, aren't they?
Aren't they the best?
Yes, and they're so political, they're so grassroots, they're so accessible, and I just think it's a really amazing way of getting the word out about things that, you know, aren't so mainstream and aren't necessarily on the mainstream media and in, you know, general conversation that people are having. So I think, zines are really... really powerful in that way. Also, we have Feyrose Lutar, who's a writer, designer, and urban planner. She works a lot fighting for affordable housing and public space. And she did an amazing project recently with a serious building. She worked with the Millers Point community to make a zine, actually, as well, called Save Our Serious. And she was very active.
I saw
that.
Yeah. It was amazing.
So she's amazing. And that project was really groundbreaking and unfortunately didn't save the serious building. But, you know, it's
got to try either way.
Exactly. And, you know, that's what this conversation is about as well. The successes, but maybe also, you know, some of the other things, some of the other, maybe not just the failures, but the, you know, the processes and the things that we can do to try and affect change. Also got illustrator, photographer and painter Black Douglas, Adam Hill, amazing Aboriginal artist who's very well known in the local area and around Redfern and in the wider community. Willarai Kirkbright, Wiradjuri artist. She's an educator and facilitator focused on truth-telling and empowering disadvantaged minorities. And yeah, it's going to be
what a lineup!
A great day.
Oh my god! Yeah. And then Queen G, you're moderating this whole panel. You must be so excited to get in a room and get all these incredible minds together.
Most definitely. I think personally for me, I mean, I've spoken on a lot of panels, but it's always been a dream for me to actually moderate. Because a lot of the times I do want to ask the questions and support directing the conversations to get the best narrative out of the discussion. But I think, especially in the time that we're in, too many people have been active and fought for so many different struggles, and there's no time for complacency. And I'm just so proud to see how many local artists and especially women artists are out there really advocating for change, advocating for truth, advocating for transparency. And I think it's important for, all people to know what kind of world we're living in, to know who are the people calling the shots, to understand why things are the way they are, to understand why people do need to go out on the streets and demand and speak to our leaderships and to the people who are calling the shots and running things, if you like. Mm. And I think I'm just really proud to be a part of this, but also to continue supporting the conversations. I think it's been a process over the years to unpacking, what the issues are, and then going, okay, now how do we act on it? You guys are doing a great job there. When Christy contacted me, I was like, this is the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's good to have permission as well, because I think, maybe 10 years ago or so many years ago, it wasn't so cool to be so outspoken and to speak up and not just talk about, kind of commercial mainstream stuff and actually discuss, some heavy issues that, you don't necessarily need to be an expert. I think we are experts by experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you've hit the nail on the head there. It's taken a really long time for people to be willing to talk about these really uncomfortable issues that make people sit in their discomfort and make people really think. Now, these are all issues, and everything you guys have mentioned applies so much to adults as well. Mm. Why do you think it's so important that we have these conversations with our young people and that we empower our young people to engage in this manner?
I think young people are the, so if you don't mind me, I'll...
No, please.
Yeah, I think young people, the future. If we are talking to young people just about basic stuff, then, how is that going to empower them to understand about the world that they're living in? And I think politics has always been something that's just for adults, and I think it's not just for adults. Young people do need to understand who's, what's happening around them, and also to be included in the conversation and to be able to speak and to be able to have the confidence to share their voice. Because, if we're talking about educating, young people and, giving them a brighter future, how are we going to do that if we're dictating them to them how it should be? And I think they should be the ones having the conversation. So for me, when I was a youth, I wasn't really exposed to consciousness, on a public level, going somewhere like a youth week event and you're going to get consciousness. It's always, you young people, don't do this, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't go, don't smoke, don't drink, don't have sex, don't do this, don't. And it's like, you can't create a safe atmosphere if you're telling people not to do something.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think, it's important to know that it's okay to do things safely, to understand what you're getting into, to know why this is not good for you or what could happen if ABC, but most importantly, there's people out there who are doing worse things than what young people are doing when they're just trying to socialize, and they are being left out of the conversation.
Mm.
There is not so many outlets. So, when things like this are put on, it's a big deal, because it allows, it just allows for that opportunity to be exposed.
Creates that agency. It creates that agency. Well, Christy, when you were putting the event together, was that something you were really conscious of? Is that something that you've tried to curate in making this all come together?
Definitely. And I think that, we've got a few things that have been happening lately. Our political climate in Australia is such that I think, young people they're not that happy about a lot of things that are going on, like climate change, for example. We saw the recent, the strike, the school kids going on strike for climate change.
Which is amazing.
It's amazing. And it's really great to see, you know, people mobilising and young people mobilising and coming together and forming their own communities. And I think what I was thinking a lot about with this event was how we can bring young people together, not just to, as Queen G said, not just to hear from practising artists or people that are doing it, but actually think of ways that they can do it themselves and, you know, form their own communities, collaborate with each other. The event's going to be an interactive discussion. Young people will have opportunities to ask questions. There'll also be a networking session at the end. So it'll be great for, you know, I just think that's really powerful for, you know, to make those contacts with each other and think about things that, you know, maybe there's, you know, young kids across different sides of Sydney that wouldn't come together and now they have the opportunity to
and they don't have the same experiences and they don't have the same paths of life
that's
that they're
right.
coming from. Oh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I wish this was around when I was like a 16-year-old. And like even just looking very basically at, you know, the signs these kids are carrying, like they do use art as an expression already.
Yeah, and they're smart, you know.
They're so
kids
smart.
Are switched on, you know, and I do think that, you know, social media is really powerful. And it's something that, you know, can be a really positive thing for young people. It can be a really, really negative thing for young people. You know, all like cyberbullying and a lot of the negative things we hear coming from, you know, those connections people are making that are not in person. And I think this event as well is a really good opportunity to get away from that, you know, just that online anonymous
vortex.
Yeah, exactly. And it really, you know, there's accountability. There's, you know, there's an opportunity to think tangibly about what you can do in person. So,
I mean,
it's great.
I'm sitting here and I'm inspired. So I can only imagine what these kids are going to feel. Guys, we're going to have to leave it there, ladies, but thank you so much for joining us this morning. Can't wait to see how it all goes. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank
and everyone have a great weekend.
You
and
too.
See you next week.
Happy Youth Week.
Happy Youth Week. That was hip-hop artist and MC Queen G, who will be moderating the Activism in Arts event and the Arts and Program Coordinator of Pine Street Creative Arts Centre. Her name is Christy Thorrington. Now, this is all happening Wednesday, 17th of April, 6 p.m. at Customs House Library. It's on Alfred Street. We're going to pop links on the podcast if you want to get along. Bookings are essential, so jump online, make sure you get your spot. Encourage your young people to go along to this. Inspire them to go along to this. 16 to 25-year-olds. It's going to be incredible. I love when young people do incredible things, and this is inspiring them to do that.